This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's time for another round of
ChatGPT.
All right, our topic today is how to get into an MBA program. Now, this is a big topic because not only is it just a massive amount of work, but people spend a lot of money on this now. There are consultants, there are multiple applications. It's a whole thing. I didn't have a consultant when I did this. That wasn't really, I mean, it existed, but it wasn't as sort of like normalized as it is today. But people are spending big money on this stuff. And, you know, I have to say that having had friends who've used these consultants, I was a little underwhelmed by what I saw. There's some good ones, but it's just very much, I don't know. It's a process. And I feel like when you take a person who's working with a large number of people, they end up kind of giving people sort of very similar applications. So that was my experience. I was a little underwhelmed. That being said, it is a thing. The other thing is people apply to a lot of schools these days. So that's a whole other factor. And how many schools should you apply to? Which ones? All that sort of stuff. So I talked about this last week a little bit. You know, sort of the reality is find something that maps to what you want to do and be very selective because it's a lot of investment of time and money. And so going to a school that's not that great, it's not going to pay off, in my opinion, unless you have other reasons for doing it or you get a big scholarship. But for the rest of us, no. So there are a lot of different factors to contemplate. But at the end of the day, the application and the process of applying is pretty straightforward. You got the GMAT, the essays, recommendations, and of course, your interview. So we're going to talk about those four elements today on ChatGPT. Ready? And start generating. So, well, let's start with the old GMAT. So the GMAT is super, super important. I'm telling you, it is a way to stick out of the crowd. If you nail the GMAT, you just get bonus points. And so you just really substantiate a lot of things. And at the end of the day, this is a numbers game. Now, I studied my Tukasov. I really did. I studied so hard for the GMAT. I started studying about 3 months in advance, and there's a really amazing book that the GMAT test people make. I just used that book. I actually tried to take a prep class, but I was always too busy to go, so I never did it. But I just used the book that they had sold for all the questions, and I used the strategies from the test prep book. It was Kaplan. So I had bought that book, and there's good strategies, especially on some of these multiple choices and the reading. There's some cool, like very shortcutty things you can do. Like when you do the reading, you read the questions first, and then when you read the reading assignment, therefore you sort of know what to look for, stuff like that, little things to save time. But to be honest with you, that's all I did. And I think just doing the questions over and over and over again so you can pattern recognize, because at the end of the day, there's only so many questions you can ask. So once you start to see the patterns, you're like, oh, I know how these questions work. Then you can move through quickly. And when you take the GMAT, really be smart about time. You don't want to get to the end and have 15 minutes left over. No. The other thing is when you get to the math, like you're going to do this test and it's going to get like harder and easier depending on how things are going. Don't try to psychoanalyze the test. Don't do it because it may get easier because you hit a really hard one and then it sort of backs off. So you can psych yourself out that way. But I do remember when you get that really first hard math one, give yourself time. Like really try to move quickly through the ones that you can work on so that you can save time for yourself on the hard ones and not be rushed at the end of the test. That's really critical to getting a high score. I was really lucky. I got a 770. I studied hard, I guess luck and also just, you know, sort of preparation, but much higher than I'd done on the SAT or anything like that. And it really, once you get that GMAT, you think if it's a good score you're happy with, it really opens doors to the schools you want to apply to. All right, we're going to come back with the rest right after this break.
FOMO. FOMO.
Tudo bem, meus queridos Homo sapiens? Now that right there was Portuguese, and as you know, I love speaking foreign languages. But I'm not alone. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Now, FOMO sapiens, you know I speak four languages, and it takes work to stay on top of them, especially with French. C'est difficile. But with Babbel, I'm able to practice practical conversations that I can actually use in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/FOMO. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/FOMO. That's spelled BABBEL.com/FOMO. Rules and restrictions may apply. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Your business gets to a certain size and the cracks start to emerge. Things you used to do in a day are taking a week. You don't have one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. Happy birthday. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close the books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. One, because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs. Those are key performance indicators in one efficient system. Now, FOMO sapiens, you know the show is all about making better decisions. And with this product, you can make better decisions because you have all the information you need right in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/FOMO. That's netsuite.com/FOMO to get your own KPI checklist. Because you know what? KPIs are better than ice cream. netsuite.com/FOMO. All right, this is PatGPT, and we are back talking about how to get into your MBA program. Okay, we talked about the GMAT. Now it's time for the essays. Okay, these are really important. And this is where I think the consultants get it wrong. They're not all bad, but like it's just, I don't know. I'm very picky. You know, I write books. So I thought deeply about this. And the way I thought about the essays is like, think of everything you want to possibly convey in your application. And the essays are a way to like make a collage that says all those things in ways that are complete and reinforcing. So you want to sort of think about how to use each of the essays to touch upon the various aspects of your life, professional, personal, what makes you stand out, sharing why you're different, what is your unique selling proposition, all that sort of stuff. And so therefore, writing everything you want to convey on a sticky note, sticking them on the wall, and then sort of like aligning them with the different essays or parts of the essays and making sure that everything has its little place, that right there is super critical. And especially knowing what the school values. So some schools are all about, you know, finance. Some are about leadership. Some are about giving back and social consciousness. Like, so understanding what the school cares about and then making sure that that's also in your essays is deeply important. Do these early, start early. Let people read them, but not too many people, because then it becomes analysis paralysis. And the great thing about writing these essays is that you actually learn a lot about yourself. And so it is a valuable experience about why you're doing this, where you're going, who you are as a person at that point in your life. And so it's a wonderful way to get to know you a little bit better, which is a valuable part of the whole MBA process. So do not worry about the essays, but just be strategic about what you want to say and to whom and how, the messages you're sending across. Next, recommendations. Here's the big thing not to do. I was told when I was applying to business school, my firm had a couple people who had gone to HBS, and I was told you must have a recommendation from this person. And I was like, well, I didn't work with him and he doesn't really know me. And so I didn't do that. I went to people who knew me. I was doing venture capital. So I did a company we had invested in. I did my boss. And I did one other person from college, a professor. And those people all knew me and respected me and wrote great recos. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of the people who got that, you know, really well-known person who gave a lot of money to the school to write their reco did not get in. So I'm convinced that, I mean, it helps if they know you well. Great. But again, it's, you know, a lot of people get, you know, I remember a guy, he got like the president of a country to write him a reco. He didn't get in because they want to know who you are, not who you know, right? It's all about trying to find great people for the class. Of course, there are people, I'm sure, who pull strings. It's obviously happening. But for the rest of us who can't do that, we need to really give people a chance to know why we're special and why we should be part of the class. Finally, interview. Interview is a great opportunity to round out what it says in the application. But the most important thing about the interview is the questions you ask of the interviewer. Be thoughtful. Use the questions to say who you are, to tell the person more about you. I remember I had a couple of hard questions I prepped for. It was like, oh, you know, what are your three strengths and weaknesses? Stuff like that. We did the little intro bit, but my interview from business school, both of them were conversations. We ended up talking about Latin American film, I remember, with the admissions person that interviewed me for HBS. So I kind of knew that things went well because we were just kind of getting to know each other. And I really love that. And by the way, I flew up on both of these schools. I went the night before. I sat in my hotel room and I just interviewed myself and did the questions out loud. That really helps to practice out loud. You can practice with a friend. You can find a million things online. I'm telling you, it's analysis paralysis, but it makes a difference to at least prepare some of them. So those are my advice, pieces of advice, I should say. I think it's a really important and fun process if you do it right, and it doesn't have to be scary. That's all I have for you today. If you have any questions or want to talk about it, or you have recommendations, reach out at Patrick J. McGinnis at Instagram, PJ McGinnis at X, and let's connect at patrickmcginnis.com. All right, ChatGPT, stop generating.
FOMO.
FOMO Sapiens is recorded in New York City. Theme music is by Mike McGinnis, and editing and post-production is by Josh Elstro. If you like today's show, please be sure to rate it and recommend it to your friends. And as always, you can find me at FOMOSapiens.com and at PatrickMcGinnis.com. To advertise on FOMO Sapiens, reach out to contact@FOMOSapiens.com.